inspiration and challenged people's minds. And it is the universality of it that really is true. Not everybody hears every piece the same way, but everybody who can hear music and get something from it. And that brings us together. And that's very, very powerful.
To find out more about Derek Atkins, Lucy Ann Tech Johnson, and all our featured guests, visit viewpointsradio.org. For more behind the scenes, check out Viewpoints Radio on X, Facebook, and Instagram. This segment was written and produced by Grace Galante. Our lead producer is Libby Foster. Our executive producer is Amira Zavari. Studio production by Jason Dickey. I'm Gary Price.
Coming up, when cameras are forbidden in the courtroom, it's up to sketch artists to bring the drama to life when Viewpoints returns.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single-line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
An official message from Medicare.
Couple more minutes and we'll start this month's book club.
You know, I usually love a plot twist, but this year I'm comparing my options during Medicare open enrollment.
You can't assume your current health or drug plan is the best one for you.
And you gotta make sure your drugs are covered. That's important.
So is saving money.
Review all your options at Medicare.gov. Open enrollment ends December 7th. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
A new era of chicken is here to stay, and it's not your parents' poultry. The Cantina Chicken Menu from Taco Bell is slow roasted and perfectly seasoned. Take it tacoed up in a crispy white corn tortilla with cheese inside and out, or wrapped in a burrito with fresh purple cabbage and freshly prepared pico de gallo. However you like it, you'll never chicken the same way again. Get yours today at your nearest Taco Bell and join rewards to earn free food. Available at participating stores, rewards points are earned on qualifying purchases. All items while supplies last, subject to terms.
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor. At least my Swiffer Sweeper makes it easy. Sweeper Heavy Duty Dry Cloths have ultra-thick pads to trap and lock hairs, like a hair magnet. And when I'm finished cleaning up my hair, Sweeper takes care of his too. Now the hair's gone, all thanks to Swiffer. Try Swiffer Sweeper Heavy Duty Dry Cloths. I promise you'll love them or your money back. And also try Swiffer Sweeper Wet to make quick work of tough, sticky messes.
For more than four decades, Jane Rosenberg has found herself across the room from public figures like Mia Farrow, Mick Jagger, Martha Stewart, Donald Trump, and many others. But she's not an actor, a celebrity, or a member of the paparazzi. She is a courtroom sketch artist.
Courtroom artists are hired when they cannot get a camera inside of a courtroom so we can illustrate what's going on for the public to go along with either a written story or a reporter's audio story or television story. It's to aid with the reporting.
Since 1980, Rosenberg has been bringing courtroom drama to life when no cameras are allowed. She writes about her career in her memoir, Drawn Testimony, My Four Decades as a Courtroom Sketch Artist. Rosenberg got her start in New York after studying art in college and painting portraits of people on the street. One day, she stumbled into a lecture given by a courtroom artist named Marilyn Church.
And I saw what she was doing. I thought, oh, I would just love to do that. That looks so interesting, but I just don't know if I'm good enough. And I just took a look in the mirror and I said, I'm going to go after this. I'm going to try. And I went to court with lawyer friends of mine. They took me to night court at 100 Center Street. And I asked the court officers all kinds of questions. Where do the artists sit when they come? What do they bring? And they finally, after probably annoying them so long, they said, come next week, we'll let you sit with the media in the jury box.
That first case was enough to get her foot in the door. And since then, she's sketched some of the most memorable trials in recent memory. Rosenberg says when she started, there could be more than a dozen artists in the courtroom, working for different media outlets. Today, only a few artists are allowed in at a time. She says the pressure and stress can be tremendous, especially with a 24/7 news cycle.
I have to hand in sketches all day long, go out and shoot and send them all throughout the day. I cannot ever take anything home and fix it up. It's out there, and I'm horrified sometimes because I'm working very fast. And sometimes I just want to cringe when I see what I've handed in. And I can't wait for the next assignment because maybe I'll be lucky and do a better job and feel better about it. Doesn't always work out.
Like the time she submitted a sketch of quarterback Tom Brady during the so-called Deflategate controversy. Unlike characters such as Woody Allen, who Rosenberg says have distinctive facial features, she says Brady's features were harder to capture. After she submitted her sketch of him, all hell broke loose. She started getting calls from news outlets, so she asked a local reporter what was going on.
And he opens his laptop and he goes, "Oh, this went viral." And then he shows me memes, and I had no idea what a meme was. I never had seen one. I didn't know what it is. And that's how it all started. When I got home, I had 700 emails on my private computer. And I was devastated. I did not want to be the center of attention. People were asked, you know, his fans were like, "I hate that sketch. You weren't nice to him. He has a beautiful wife and children. And how could you make him look that way?" And then the other side, "Oh, we love your sketch." You know, I didn't know what was going on. I just wanted to crawl into a hole and hide. It was pretty terrifying.
Rosenberg says she spent weeks studying photos of Brady, so the next time she sketched him in court, she'd be ready. So why not just allow cameras into the courtroom instead of relying on artist renditions? Rosenberg says she thinks people act differently when they're being photographed or filmed.
I know I do. I personally feel uncomfortable with the camera in my face. I'm going to feel a little uncomfortable. And I think that could happen with witnesses, and lawyers could act differently towards, you know, like they're acting, judges' decision. People could act different. And there's a lot of power that goes into an editing room when they have video or a photo. People tend to believe this is the truth. I saw, and the TV people can clip out just a segment of what they want to show. And it's not always the whole truth. So I think they don't tend to have that kind of same belief when it's a sketch.
Rosenberg says she would not trade her job for any in the world. But she admits that hearing about certain crimes and seeing evidence can be difficult. She says one of the hardest days in court was when she was forced to watch videos of George Floyd's murder from multiple different angles. Rosenberg has also sketched difficult subjects, like parents who have lost children or murderers who sit stony-faced during testimony. But she says she has to keep her composure.
My job is to capture what's going on inside the courtroom. My job is not to express my own opinion, as any journalist would have the same job. I'm actually drawing what I'm seeing. It could be all kinds of ranges of emotion that I see. Somebody could be crying, they could be laughing, they could be angry. I'll have to draw whatever's going on at that time in a courtroom. It's not what I feel. And what's bad is I actually can get emotional. Sometimes testimony is horrible. I cover horrific things, and it's really bad if I cry because I can't see, and the teardrops, once if a drop lands on my pastels, it's ruined. That's it.
Rosenberg can spend a lot of time on one sketch, but then she'll see a passing moment full of emotion. That's when she has to stop what she's doing, pull out a fresh page, and try to capture a specific gesture or expression. She remembers a moment like that while she was in the courtroom during the Boston Marathon bombing trial.
That was a witness who, she was a dancer, and she lost her legs. And she was sitting close to Sarnaev, who's the bomber, and he never would look at anybody. He just always looked down or straight ahead. And she was glaring at him. She could never make eye contact. And as she got off the bench, she just turned back and just glared at him. Like, she just really wished he would look at her. He didn't. But I knew, now I have to do that. That's the picture.
Despite the challenges that come with her job, Rosenberg says she has no regrets about her career choice. Although she is past retirement age, she has no plans to step away from her work. Instead, she remains passionate about her craft and eager to share her insights. So what advice does she have for aspiring courtroom artists?
There is no set way that people can get into the field. I think this, I can only advise people to do what I did. Courtrooms are open to the public. You can just go and try it out. Sit in the back of the room, sit in the front. Sometimes they'll let you just, I sat in the front. I would go non-publicity trials, not such a big deal. They would let me practice my sketching there. And that's what I did to see if I liked it. And I did. And I kept going and going until I did it.
Jane Rosenberg's book, Drawn Testimony, My 4 Decades as a Courtroom Sketch Artist, includes many of her sketches and numerous courtroom stories. It's available now online and in select bookstores. To find out more about our guests this week, visit viewpointsradio.org. For more behind the scenes, search Viewpoints Radio on Instagram, X, and Facebook. This segment was written and produced by Polly Hansen. Our lead producer is Libby Foster. Our executive producer is Amira Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Marty Peterson.
Viewpoints returns in just a moment.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single-line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
So the thing no one tells you about periods is that your flow changes every day, and so should your tampon size. Tampax has 5 absorbencies to match your changing flow. If it's uncomfortable to remove, go down a size. If it leaks, go up a size. And only Tampax has a leak guard braid to help give you up to 100% leak and odor-free protection, all-day comfort and protection for up to 8 hours for under $5 a month, based on average U.S. consumer usage at manufacturer's suggested price. However, pricing is at the sole discretion of the retailer. Excludes account pack.
This is Viewpoints Explained. I'm Ebony McMorris. Can urban planners control the weather? While climate change isn't creating more storms, the ones we do have are becoming more intense. The recent hurricanes and floods are further proof of this extreme weather. However, new research shows that the layout of cities may have an effect on incoming storms. 2 papers published in the Journals of Scientific Reports and Geophysical Research Letters track storm patterns over Mumbai and in India, in Argentina. They studied how landscapes influence the weather and discovered some interesting effects. The buildings and structures in Mumbai seem to interrupt rainfall patterns. The city's landscape creates a ribbon effect in the storm, which intensifies the rainfall in some parts of the area. Mumbai floods quite often, especially during monsoon season. In fact, earlier this year, parts of the city received the equivalent of 11 days of heavy rainfall in just 12 hours. Understanding how the landscape influences weather can ensure that storm drains are placed in the most effective areas. In Argentina, urban development caused 30% less precipitation downwind of the city. Since the water is already hard to come by in this mountainous area, the researchers think these unintended consequences need to be taken into account as more developments are planned. This research also discovered that storms tend to cluster over cities. This means that meteorologists may be more accurate if they focus on smaller areas. These findings could help shape the future infrastructure designs and greatly improve severe weather monitoring. That's Viewpoints Explained for this week. More in a moment.
Welcome to Culture Crash, where we examine what's new and old in entertainment. We're into November now, which means Oscar season is officially underway in the movie world. And this year marks a special kind of Oscar season because there really is no obvious frontrunner. By this time last year, both Oppenheimer and Barbie had long been in audiences' minds. This year, Dune Part 2 is likely to get a nomination and could even make a push for the win, but otherwise, the Academy Awards Best Picture race is more open than it's been in years. One movie that promises to contend for the big award is Anora, Sean Baker's movie about a sex worker who marries the son of a Russian oligarch. The film won the Cannes Film Festival's top prize, the Palme d'Or, and it has been met by absolute raves from critics. Another likely Best Picture nominee is Brady Corbett's film The Brutalist, a small-budget movie starring Adrian Brody, Felicity Jones, and Guy Pearce about a European architect who relocates to Pennsylvania after World War II. With a 3.5-hour runtime and a 15-minute intermission, The Brutalist is a big, bold movie in the most classical sense. And in December, audiences will get their eyes on Nickel Boys, Ramel Ross's interpretation of the novel by Colson Whitehead, which tells the story of two boys who become close friends at a ruthless reformatory school during the Jim Crow era. Nickel Boys is likely to be a polarizing film as the entire thing is shot in the first person. That first-person perspective may make certain plot details more difficult to follow, but it succeeds at making Nickel Boys a movie experience unlike any other, one that grows larger in my estimation the more I let it linger in my mind. Anora, The Brutalist, and Nickel Boys all promise to be Oscar contenders, but it's very possible they don't all secure nominations, because unlike years past, this year's Best Picture race is anything but a sure bet, which makes it all the more exciting. I'm Evan Rook.
An official message from Medicare.
Couple more minutes, and we'll start this month's book club.
You know, I usually love a plot twist, but this year, I'm comparing my options during Medicare open enrollment.
You can't assume your current health or drug plan is the best one for you.
And you gotta make sure your drugs are covered. That's important.
So is saving money.
Review all your options at Medicare.gov. Open enrollment ends December 7th. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Rita, Jorge, let's bring the nail gun over here.
Jose stands tall atop his sustainable flooring company.
Totally. It's renewable and moisture resistant, but we have several green options too. Or we got some beautiful reclaimed oak.
His success, he needs to hire more installers.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
And that's Viewpoints for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more about upcoming shows. And find a library of past programs on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and more information about our guests at viewpointsradio.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Viewpoints.
Yo, it's Billie Eilish.
Win tickets to see Billie Eilish live at the UC with our free mix app every hour, Tuesdays and Thursdays.
7:20 a.m. to 4:20 p.m.
WTMX-FM at HD1 Skokie, Chicago. Today's Variety, 101.9 The Mix.
Time to work on your gift list with Black Friday deals at The Home Depot. Right now, get a select tool from top brands like Ryobi and Milwaukee for free when you buy a select battery kit. Choose from reciprocating saws, multi-tools, sanders, and more. Whether you're stocking up on power for your personal workshop or grabbing the perfect gift for someone else's, get Black Friday tool deals delivered from The Home Depot. Limit one per transaction. Exclusions apply. Full eligible tool list in-store and online.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with the Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Feel that hint of fabulous in the air? Things are changing in Chicago's Southland. And that change is coming soon in the form of the all-new, all-fabulous Wind Creek Casino. It's where you'll be able to be the most fabulous version of yourself, no matter who you are or what that means to you. Wind Creek Chicago Southland, the casino you've been waiting for. is coming this fall. Must be 21 years or older. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you single and ready to mingle this holiday season? Join Events and Adventures, the ultimate single social club. Our festive lineup is filled with exciting events just for singles like you. From holiday mixers to ugly sweater parties to jolly outdoor adventures, there are endless opportunities to connect and explore with other singles. Our unique approach to creating connections has helped countless singles find friendship, love, and lasting relationships. So why spend another holiday season alone when you can single all the way with us? Visit eventsandadventures.com to get started today. The countdown to 2025 has begun. Are you ready to fill this year with new friendships, thrilling experiences, and endless fun? Join Events and Adventures, the social club for singles looking to connect and create lasting memories together. From karaoke to bonfires to hibachi and international adventures, you'll have countless opportunities to meet new friends and even find that special someone. It's time you live a life you love with Events and Adventures. Visit eventsandadventures.com today to get started.
Saving money on everything for your staining project at Menards. Minwax makes it easy to stain and protect any wood project from start to finish. For your next interior wood project, Minwax Wood Finish is the perfect choice. It's a penetrating oil-based wood stain that provides beautiful rich color in just one coat. Save big money on all Minwax products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Experience the NFL up north. Eagan, Minnesota wants to welcome four lucky fans for an amazing game day experience when the purple and gold face off against your Monsters of the Midway. One lucky grand prize winner will receive four tickets to watch the Vikings take on the Windy City Rivals on December 16th at U.S. Bank Stadium. Hotel accommodations, airfare, $100 in Eagan restaurant gift cards, and a four-pack to the Vikings Museum. So don't miss out. This contest ends November 30th. Register for your chance to see the Vikings play Chicago on December 16th at GameDay.EganMN.com. That's GameDay.EganMN.com.
Were you uninvited to game night? Do you play board games with the ferocious intensity of an iron-fisted oligarch? Have friends left game night asking, how do you sleep at night? Then you should get a mattress from Mattress Firm. They can help anyone sleep. It's Mattress Firm's Black Friday sale. Save up to $500 on Tempur-Pedic, plus get a $300 instant gift. Take 120 nights to love it or your money back. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Nothing can prepare you for the epic return of Yellowstone. Sundays at 8, only on Paramount Network. And Philo's here to take you on the ultimate journey back to the Dutton Ranch. That's right, because Philo's the most affordable way to watch new episodes of Yellowstone live. If that's not enough, Philo's also got a whole world of entertainment under one roof, bringing you the best way to watch over 70 top-rated channels, including Paramount Network, AMC, Discovery, History Channel, and more. All for just $28 a month. With Philo, you can watch TV and on-demand TV anytime, anywhere, on up to three devices at once. So if your family's anything like the Duttons, you've got one less thing to fight about. You can also save the shows you love, like Yellowstone, and watch them for up to a year. So what are you waiting for? Start your free trial today by going to philo.tv. That's philo.tv to start saving more on the TV you just can't afford to miss. And don't miss the epic return of Yellowstone Sundays at 8, only on Paramount Network.
Don't miss Macy's One Day Sale with specials so good they won't last. Save on everything to elevate your look for the holidays, like designer suits 50 to 60% off, women's boots and shoes 40% off, and warm winter coats 50 to 60% off. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn $10 in Star Money for every $100 spent on qualifying purchases. Now, during Macy's Star Money Bonus Days, savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Tired of hearing scary radio ads about the IRS? Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000 or $500,000, we have a solution. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS with zero risk to you. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with a BBB. End your tax nightmare today by visiting TRA.com or call 800-583-6681. That's 800-583-6681.
The Mix Studio is powered by ComEd. Visit ComEd.com/clean.
Chicago weather is sponsored by Macy's Backstage today. Cloudy, high 61. Tonight, gradual clearing, low 48. Tomorrow, sunny, high 57. Currently, it's cloudy and 53. Macy's Backstage has amazing deals and everything you need to refresh your wardrobe and home for fall. Get low prices every day and unique finds at Macy's Backstage today. Find a location near you at macysbackstage.com. A price on trend arriving daily.
You're listening to Radio Health Journal, the trusted news source for medicine, science, and technology. I'm Elizabeth Westfield.
I'm Mayan Vosta-Betancourt.
And I'm Greg Johnson. This week, medical schools are starting to replace cadavers with virtual reality.
VR is a way to take things that you really can't see on the body and blow them up, put them in different sizes and different orientations, and give students these unique views.
But first, the deadly meningitis strain that your child's most likely not protected from.
It's rare, but it's not rare if it affects your child. Don't just blow it, oh, they just have a little fever and a temperature, because they could be dead in 24 hours.
All that and more this week on Radio Health Journal.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Family time and get-togethers are where memories are made. Like when Gail and Ed whooped everyone at the card table. But RSV can leave them out of the game, especially if they're 75 plus or over 60 with certain health conditions. So let's keep the party going and make sure they don't miss out. Help them get this season's vaccines so they'll be there for the moments that matter most. Risk less, do more. Get started at vaccines.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Like most 17-year-olds, Kimberly Coffey could barely wait to graduate high school. Her sights were set on being a nurse, following in her mom's footsteps. But that didn't mean she was wishing away the time. Kimberly had already bought the dress that she would wear to prom and soaked up all of the moments she had left at school with her best friends.
She was that kid that everyone gravitated towards. She was that kid that was the voice of reason for her friends. You know, as a 17-year-old, girls are dramatic. She would put them at ease and say, okay, guys, you know, take it easy. Let's think more clearly about this. And that's just the kind of girl she was. She was the go-to person.
That's Kimberly's mom, Patty Wukovitz. Just a week out from prom, Kimberly came home from school with body aches and a fever of 101.
I gave her ibuprofen and she was actually fine the rest of that afternoon and into that evening. When we woke up the following morning, the scenario was drastically different. She had told me that everything hurt her from her eyelashes down to her toes. She couldn't lift her head off the pillow. And I noticed she had purple dots on her ankles, tiny purple dots, which are petechiae. And I saw those purple dots get larger and turn into a purplish rash, which I saw right before my eyes go up her legs.
Petechiae is caused by bleeding under the skin and looks like a rash, but isn't itchy. Though it can be caused by a simple strain or injury, it can often be a sign of a more serious condition. Wukovitz thought her daughter may have caught a bloodstream infection and rushed her to the emergency room.
The pediatric intensivist in the emergency room told me that she suspected Kimberly had bacterial meningitis and that it had actually infected her blood. And I was so shocked because I told the doctor it can't be bacterial meningitis. My daughter received the meningitis vaccine at 11 and at 16. So maybe it's something else. And that's when the doctor explained to me that the vaccine Kim did receive, which most other kids have as well, only protected her against serogroups ACW and Y and didn't protect her against serogroup B, also known as meningitis B.
Meningitis B is a rare and deadly bacterial infection. Unfortunately, since the symptoms are often similar to the flu, it's hard to recognize and diagnose early. The disease progresses quickly, and any wasted time could be the difference between life and death. After being rushed to the emergency room, things quickly went downhill, and Kimberly died a few days later.
She was buried in the prom dress she never got a chance to wear 3 days before the high school graduation she would never attend. Though a vaccine for types A, C, W, and Y was approved in 2005, the first vaccine for meningitis B wasn't cleared until 2014, 2 years too late for Kimberly.
So it's relatively new compared to the meningitis that covers the other four strains. That's been around for a while. The big difference is a lot of the schools in the different states mandate the meningitis, they just call it meningitis vaccine for school attendance. And it's given at the first dose at 11 to 12 years of age, and the second dose is given after 15 years old. And that's because the vaccines, while they're really terrific vaccines, they don't last that long. And while the children are still at risk because of their behaviors, we want to get them other doses into them.
That's Mary Koslop-Petracco, a pediatric nurse practitioner. Meningitis vaccines are recommended for teens and adults at increased risk. Since meningitis is mainly spread through saliva, increased risk includes sexually risky behavior, living in dorm rooms, and sharing food and drink. However, the meningitis B vaccine still isn't mandatory for high school and college students. Instead, it's recommended under what's known as shared decision-making, which is when physicians and patients work together to decide if the kid's behavior warrants getting the vaccine. However, Koslop-Petracco says most kids are putting themselves at risk.
No matter what school the children go to, where they're going to school, if they're going to go to school, they all have the same behavior. The behavior is sharing saliva. They share all kinds of things. They share water bottles. They share food. I caught two adolescents sharing a wad of chewing gum once. So we need to protect them from themselves by protecting them against these behaviors that they have.
And they also have to know that meningococcal meningitis is not just a college disease. It affects, at the most high risk, 16 to 23 years old and infants under one. But they're also all of those kids that don't go to college. They have to be protected. They're doing the same behaviors. They're sharing saliva all the time. It's what they do.
And with cases of this disease on the rise, the high-risk populations aren't the only ones who should be concerned. Last year reported the highest number of cases since 2014, and 2024 is on pace to exceed those numbers. The groups that are leading this rise are people between the ages of 30 and 60, well outside of the communities currently deemed high risk. Thankfully, the FDA approved a vaccine in 2023 that protects against the original four types of the virus plus meningitis B, meaning that patients only need one shot to be protected against all of these strains. Koslop-Petracco encourages everyone to ask their doctor if they need extra protection based on their behaviors.
The big issue for us is to educate the public what the behaviors are that cause folks to be at risk, whether you're a young child, a late adolescent, or an older person. What are the behaviors that are going to put you at risk? And then that's the time to start asking your provider about which vaccines you should really be getting. And again, if you're asking these questions, if I had somebody coming to me and saying, you know, I'm in my 30s, but I'm going to parties and we're sharing joints. And I'm like, oh, well, okay. Well, then how about you consider getting meningitis vaccine? Because when you share saliva with others, you put yourself at risk for developing meningitis.
Immediate action needs to be taken once you're infected with the disease. However, since many of the symptoms can seem mild at first, some people dismiss it as a cold and put themselves in a potentially deadly situation.
We really don't know which strain of meningitis we're dealing with until they start doing cultures in a medical setting. The problem with meningitis is it starts out with these vague symptoms, a headache, maybe some general body aches and pains, a fever. But the problem with these five strains is they can progress to the more serious symptoms of what we call, they get little bruising spots, especially close to the ankles or the wrists, which we call petechiae, that then spread to the other parts of the body. And it also can lead to loss of consciousness or mental confusion very, very quickly. You can die from one of these forms of meningitis in 24 hours or less.
It can seem silly or dramatic to go to the doctor for a fever and body aches, but Koslop-Petracco says it could save a life. At a minimum, calling up your physician and explaining the symptoms could help narrow down the possibility of the illness being meningitis.
It's rare, but it's not rare if it affects your child. So the thing is to be asking questions of providers, keeping a close eye on your child. Don't just blow it, oh, they just have a little fever and a temperature, because they could be dead in 24 hours. So again, call the provider, ask questions, keep an eye on them. If they're sick, don't just, you know, put them to bed and forget about them until the next morning. Go in and check on them.
Even the most informed parent can miss the signs. To help increase awareness, Wukovitz created the Kimberly Coffee Foundation and the American Society for Meningitis Prevention.
I realized that if I didn't know my daughter wasn't fully protected against meningococcal meningitis with just one vaccine, and I was a nurse, how many other parents didn't know about this? And that's when I said, I've got a lot of work to do. I've got to educate about this disease, and I've got to educate about the symptoms and how it's transmitted and how it is best prevented by vaccination.
She set out to educate students, parents, and medical providers. Since the meningitis B vaccine is considered a shared decision, Wukovitz reminds doctors that it's their responsibility to bring this topic to their patients' attention.
And if they don't bring up the conversation about meningitis B vaccination, they're missing the boat. They're not protecting as many of their patients as they can be.
Kaslap Petracco says that physicians aren't purposely leaving this information out. Rather, they already have a lot of material to fit into a short 10-minute appointment window that many topics are often left out. Another issue is that as people get older, the wellness visits become less frequent.
At a well visit, when they're seeing their adolescents, 11 to 12 years old, they have more of a captive audience. Those kids are going more regularly to their pediatrician. At 16 years old, most kids aren't coming back to their pediatrician. You know, they think they're invincible. Nothing will ever happen to me. And if they don't go to their pediatrician, say with, you know, a cold or a sore throat, they're likely going to urgent care and they're not going to get that vaccination conversation.
Along with the education Wukovitz foundations provide, the Kimberly Coffey Foundation also offers college scholarships to students pursuing a nursing education. It's a tribute to Kimberly and the future she had envisioned for herself.
And I have actually met in my nursing, I have met one of our scholarship recipients who I was taking care of one patient, and she was taking care of the same patient as me. And it was such a surprise. And I got to see Kim's legacy full circle. So that was so amazing for me and so rewarding. And it's just so important. And, you know, telling Kim's story has helped me with my grief. Telling her story and the things, you know, talking about her, and so that people know that she was just a typical teenager, just like anybody else. And this could happen to their teenager.
You can find more information about Patty Wukovitz, Mary Kaslap Petracco, and all of our guests on our website, radiohealthjournal.org. For more behind the scenes, follow Radio Health Journal on Facebook, Instagram, and X. Our writer-producer is Kristen Farah. Our executive producer is Amira Zaveri. I'm Elizabeth Westfield.
Coming up, medical schools are creating a new normal for dissection classes when Radio Health Journal returns.
With Progressive, you get more than savings. You get access to us through our mobile app, online chat, or by phone.
Oh, I see what you're doing here, Jamie. Giving me all these ways to stay in touch so I have no excuse not to. Well, you're in luck, because this guy's in the market for a new BFF.
Actually, all our customers can contact us this way.
Oh, yeah, no, I was just kidding.
But I am always up for Taco Pizza!
Jinx!
Get help from Progressive through the website, app, chat, or phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZQL.
ZQL, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZQL Nights. Explore our products at ZQL.com. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Cadavers have been used to study the human anatomy for centuries. Today, first-year medical students learn from bodies that have been prepared using plastination or embalming to prevent decomposition. But some schools are beginning to wonder if this traditional teaching method is still the most effective. While cadavers offer an incredibly realistic view of the human body, Kristen Ramirez says it's not an exact replica of what students will see in the real world.
the process of preservation of the cadaver does change the look and the texture of these structures. Of course, there's no pulse in the arteries in the cadaver that there is in the real patient. So there are real tactile differences between a cadaveric dissection and an introductory anatomy course versus the practice of surgery.
Ramirez is a course instructor of anatomy at New York University Grossman School of Medicine. In 2019, NYU stopped using cadavers in their anatomy classes. Instead, they followed the current industry wave and turned to technology such as virtual reality.
We recognize that as our students are going to move forward to become physicians, even in surgery, which maybe you could argue is the most important need for a dissection-based experience prior, so many surgeries are turning to laparoscopic and other minimally invasive approaches. So by reducing the amount of time that our students are spending during anatomy dissecting, they're able to redirect their time towards learning, towards seeing the anatomy, not only in preparations of the body, which we still provide them with prosected cadavers, as well as placinated specimens, but then they're able to integrate radiology and other more applicable visualizations of the body into their anatomy education.
In addition to saving time, Ramirez says the shift away from cadavers allows students to better visualize parts of the body that are often overlooked during a dissection.
There are some spaces that are so small or so deep, you'll never be able to experience them in a dissection. So for us, VR was always about new visualizations, because the other resources that we brought in, these placinated specimens, or which are real dissected cadaveric, specimens that have then been preserved in a way that they will last forever, like turned into plastic, if you will, right? Placinated. So they are still accurate, photorealistic representations of the body. They are derived from real donors. So any space that's too small and hard to see in a cadaveric dissection students were doing, it's also too hard to see if a faculty tries to dissect it, is also too small and hard to see in a plastination, because it's all the same, right? It's all coming from donors. So VR is a way to take things that you really can't see on the body and blow them up, put them in different sizes and different orientations, and give students these unique views.
NYU has two unique VR experiences for students. During one, the student is shrunk down and placed inside the heart, able to roam around and gather a three-dimensional view of all the structures.
We've modeled red blood cells that are flowing to help them orient the direction of blood. We can label all of these structures, and the heart is a very geometrically complex space. And there's structures on all different sides. So when you're holding a heart in your hand, you have a little window cut into a wall, and you're trying to see what's behind these corners, it can be hard for students to understand.
VR allows students to put specific regions of the heart into context with what's around, since they're able to move through the structures themselves.
And that's the same for the second VR experience we have, which we shrink them down and we put them in what's called the pterygopalatine fossa, which many students previously had nicknamed the terrible palatine fossa, because it's very difficult to learn. It's very hard for students to grasp where it is, and it's small. It's smaller than a pea. So it's this tiny, tiny space, but it is the grand central station of the face, where all of these nerves and arteries that have to get into your nose, into your mouth, up into your eye, out to your cheek, back into where your brain is. And that was something that students were always very confused by. It was very complicated. That is something that is not really well shown on cadavers.
But using virtual reality allows students to better understand the patterns and branches of all the nerves and arteries connected in this tiny space. Aside from VR, students can look at 3D models of the body that are scanned from cadavers and manipulate them however they need.
They can rotate it, zoom in and zoom out. And we are also capable then of putting annotations on them. So our students can be standing in the lab. We provide them with an iPad that has the lab document on it, which has text and information, useful diagrams and images, but also embedded these 3D models. So they're standing in front of that specimen, which just looks like an isolated hand or half of a head or whatever the plastinated specimen is showing. And then in their hands, they have a digital version of that same specimen with all of those labels, and they can click them and see, oh, that spaghetti string is this nerve and that tube is this artery.
The school has a few other 3D model integrations that all work to provide the students with the best understanding of how each part looks and functions. In addition to the added viewpoints, the digital renderings allow students to essentially take home their dissection.
logistically, if you're a student, you can't take that cadaver home. So you have to be on site and able to be on site. Whereas many of the new resources that we've been able to provide for our students are digitized or have some sort of digital component to it. So our students can be studying on the weekend. I mean, they do have 24-hour access to the lab, but, you know, practically for them to be able to access some of these resources from home or wherever else they may be in their studying is definitely a benefit that the cadaver does not allow for.
And they're able to take these tools with them into future classes and clinical practice. Ramirez says that, for the most part, students are happy with this new approach to anatomy. Any negative critiques are about technical difficulties working the programs or that the technology feels more like a video game than real life. However, Ramirez says that the loss of hands-on cutting isn't that important of a factor when it comes to these early anatomy courses.
So they will certainly have many other opportunities to touch the bodies. And in addition to anatomy instruction, they are working with, even from the beginning of medical school, working with standardized patients, thinking about physical exam. The vast majority of doctors are not doing open surgeries. So most of them will never need to do that beyond their, you know, the component of their training that every medical student goes through, surgery clerkships and, you know, maybe some components of residency, depending on what their specialty is. So for those students who will never perform a surgery in their actual practice beyond their basic training, then we're not depriving them of any experiences moving forward.
There are also advanced electives offered where students have a chance to dissect their own cadaver. Instead of a full dissection, they choose one region of the body to fully explore. As with any major changes, there are always unknown variables, like how quickly students adjust or their ability to comprehend the material. Ramirez says that so far there haven't been any noticeable changes in student performance since the shift in 2019. And as other schools slowly start to follow suit, will cadavers eventually become an outdated practice altogether? You can find more information about Kristen Ramirez and all of our guests on our website, radiohealthjournal.org. For more behind the scenes, follow Radio Health Journal on Facebook, Instagram, and X. Our writer-producer is Kristen Farah. Our production manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Greg Johnson. This segment is brought to you by Capital One. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. Member FDIC.
Radio Health Journal returns in just a moment.
Family time and get-togethers are where memories are made. Like when Gail and Ed whooped everyone at the card table. But RSV can leave them out of the game, especially if they're 75 plus or over 60 with certain health conditions. So let's keep the party going and make sure they don't miss out. Help them get this season's vaccines so they'll be there for the moments that matter most. Risk less, do more. Get started at vaccines.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
An official message from Medicare.
Couple more minutes and we'll start this month's book club.
You know, I usually love a plot twist, but this year I'm comparing my options during Medicare open enrollment.
You can't assume your current health or drug plan is the best one for you.
And you got to make sure your drugs are covered. That's important.
So is saving money.
Review all your options at Medicare.gov. Open enrollment ends December 7th. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single-line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Good morning, doctor.
Doctor.
Hi, doctor.
Doctor?
Dr. Jackson's practice is growing.
What do you mean we're still short-staffed?
He needs a good patient doctor.
How do we not have enough doctors to doctor all these patients?
And he doesn't have the patience to sift through hundreds of resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Medical notes this week. How many procedures require an opioid prescription? Two new studies published in Pediatrics and JAMA Network Open reveal that there's just a few surgeries that account for a large chunk of opioid prescriptions. For kids up to age 11, nearly 60% of the prescriptions are from three procedures. Older age groups also have a similar number of surgeries taking up a big portion of the drug use. Researchers say we should use this data to focus safe prescribing efforts on these procedures. The color of your skin could affect how well medications work. Scientists believe that we've been underestimating how melanin changes the efficacy of drugs. A new paper published in the journal Human Genomics reveals that this skin pigment can act as a sponge for certain medications. And since many drug development practices still focus on testing in white populations, we don't have a good idea of how safe these compounds are for people of color. Can venom help save lives? Researchers have discovered a compound within deadly snail venom that may help create better drugs for diabetes treatments. The toxin mimics a human hormone that regulates blood sugar levels. Scientists discovered that the venom is better at targeting these levels than the current synthetic medications available. The research is published in the journal Nature Communications. And finally, why some people are more likely to have daughters. It all comes down to genetics, according to new research in the Proceedings of the Royal Society B, Biological Sciences. The probability of having a boy or girl isn't 50-50, like so many of us believe. In fact, there are a couple genetic variations that influence sex, making some parents more likely to have one gender over the other. And that's Medical Notes this week. I'm Mayon Vosta-Betancourt.
Family time and get-togethers are where memories are made. Like when Gail and Ed whooped everyone at the card table. But RSV can leave them out of the game, especially if they're 75 plus or over 60 with certain health conditions. So let's keep the party going and make sure they don't miss out. Help them get this season's vaccines so they'll be there for the moments that matter most. Risk less, do more. Get started at vaccines.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
An official message from Medicare.
Couple more minutes and we'll start this month's book club.
You know, I usually love a plot twist, but this year, I'm comparing my options during Medicare open enrollment.
You can't assume your current health or drug plan is the best one for you.
And you gotta make sure your drugs are covered. That's important.
So is saving money.
Review all your options at Medicare.gov. Open enrollment ends December 7th. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Thank you for joining us this week and every week as we break down the science stories you need to know. You can find all of our past segments and guests on our website, radiohealthjournal.org, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and X for daily content. And tune in next week for another edition of Radio Health Journal.
Welcome to Hubbard Helps, a program that spotlights the people and organizations making a difference in Chicago. Now, here's your host, Kara Hernandez.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. Trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. These are the qualities instilled in those who join the Boy Scouts of America Northeast Council. Through outdoor adventures, leadership training, and mentorship, Scouts are equipped with the skills and values needed to make a positive impact on society. With us this morning to talk more about Boy Scouts of America are Nick Roberts, the Scout Executive and CEO, and Beth Miksch, the Northeast Council President. Nick and Beth, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
How did Boy Scouts of America get started, and how has it grown into what it is today?
It started really by accident. Nearly 120 years ago, a local publisher from Ottawa, Illinois, named William Boyce, was on a business trip to London, England. And while he was there, he found himself lost in the fog, and a young boy helped him find his way. So when Boyce got to his destination, he tried to offer the boy a tip for his help, and the young man declined and told him that he couldn't take a tip because he was a Boy Scout, and it was simply his good turn for the day. So Boyce learned as much as he could about the Boy Scouts before returning to Chicago. And within 6 months, he formed partnerships with the YMCA and two other programs for boys to form the Boy Scouts of America. Fast forward to today, the BSA serves more than 1 million youth and 650,000 volunteers. So those programs serve youth from the age of kindergarten all the way through age 20. The Northeast Illinois Council is one of 240 local councils that cover all of the U.S. and its territories abroad. Our service footprint covers Northern Cook and all of Lake County.
That is so cool. So can you tell us a little bit about what the Boy Scouts of America do and the importance of the group?
I'll share what the mission of the BSA is. The mission is to prepare young people to make ethical and moral choices over their lifetimes by instilling in them the values of the Scout Oath and Law. And the Scout Oath and Law is one of those things that we recite at every meeting because it reminds us, and the kids obviously, of our promise to do our best. It has things like to help other people at all times, to be trustworthy, courteous, kind, and helpful, just to name a few of the items in it. It's the perfect place in the organization is because it starts, you know, for all, very young youth from kindergarten on up to, you know, as Nick said, 18 years old, to learn to be a good person and also to be a participating person. And while they're doing all of this, they're learning and practicing leadership skills. So it's giving them all these opportunities of doing really fun things, but then having life skills thrown in there.
What do you want listeners to understand about the benefits of joining Boy Scouts in America, specifically the Northeast Illinois Council? And are there any misconceptions or things that people might not know regarding the Boy Scouts?
Joining a scout pack or troop in the Northeast Illinois Council, we have so many activities and we have many troops and packs for kids that are, you know, available locally out of their school or church. Just one small piece is like they learn first aid skills. And, you know, when you're a kindergartner, you can only handle so much, right? And so you teach them how to wash the cut and put a Band-Aid on it. And then by the time they're older, they're learning skills like CPR and wilderness survival training because they're doing bigger and better things. The other thing is that having this exposure to being in this kind of friendly group to hone your leadership skills. Many kids start out, they're like very shy and quiet because they don't have the self-confidence to speak in front of a group. A lot of the leadership opportunities that they get are speaking first in a smaller group and then in bigger groups as they get older. And suddenly they realize like, wow, this isn't that hard. I can do this. And suddenly good things are happening and things are moving in the direction that they want to be moved in. I think if anybody's actually interested in joining Scouts, going to our website, the NEAC.org website, it's the right place to start because there's even more details out there about where opportunities are to join. And they can also see all the things that I've described there, like the benefits of, you know, what they can get involved in.
I think the biggest misconception about the Boy Scouts of America is in its name. We're a program that's not just for boys. Our five core programs, Cub Scouting, Scouts BSA, Venturing, Sea Scouting, and Exploring, we serve the full family, both boys and girls. We're completely committed to inclusion, diversity, equity, and accessibility. On the call with us today is Beth. Beth is our first female council president. She is our top volunteer of our governing board of volunteer executives. What I want parents to know about scouting is that scouting is a safe program for kids. Safety is not a static issue, and the Boy Scouts of America is always looking for ways to improve our youth protection program to ensure that we're utilizing the most up-to-date policies and procedures to protect children. The BSA uses a multi-layered safeguard to act as barriers to abuse. We do extensive mandatory youth protection training for all of our volunteers and employees. We have a partnership with the Barbara Sinatra Children's Center Foundation to educate and empower youth through the new Protect Yourself Rules videos to educate kids about understanding and recognizing abuse while empowering them to get help anytime they feel uncomfortable. We have a leadership policy that requires at least two youth protection trained adults to be present with youth at all times during our activities. It prohibits one-on-one situations where adults would have any interaction alone with kids, whether it be in person, online, or via digital platforms. The Boy Scouts have a team dedicated to addressing concerns raised about any individual in scouting. We use a thorough screen process for new adult leaders and staff that include criminal background checks, and we have a prompt mandatory reporting policy of any allegation or suspicion of abuse.
This is Hubbard Helps on Hubbard Radio Chicago. I'm Kara Hernandez. Today, we're joined by Nick Roberts, the Scout Executive and CEO of Boy Scouts of America, and Beth Miksch, the Northeast Council President. The Boy Scouts of America's Northeast Illinois Council's mission is to prepare young people to make ethical and moral choices over their lifetime by instilling them with the values of the Scout Oath and Law. Does the Boy Scouts of America Northeast Illinois Council have any upcoming events that listeners can participate in?
We do. There's so many things that if you can't find something that you're interested in, I'd be shocked. Annually, we have week-long summer camps, and these have all kinds of opportunities in them: water sports, field sports, horsemanship, archery. And then we actually have local adventures at our local camps that give opportunities for a lot of the younger scouts to participate in those as well as the older. There's archery there, more field sports. We have a bicycle pump track at our camp. There's fishing opportunities. There's a climbing wall. And then there's community opportunities to do stuff as well in the local communities, such as Pinewood Derby races. And the Pinewood Derby is a very popular event that Cub Scout, the younger scouts, do, where they build their own car from a kit, and then they race it against each other, and they get prizes and, you know, all kinds of fun things. We have a very popular Halloween-themed boot camp coming up. It's on October 14th at our Camp Crown in Trevor, Wisconsin, and it really is our most popular event, I think, for the younger scouts. It's very fun, and it is one of our fall joining events. Feel free to go to our website, specifically neic.org/bootcamp, and get more details about it.
What plans and goals do you have for the Boy Scouts of America Northeast Illinois Council in the future?
Bottom line, it's to serve more youth. Beth shared the mission of the Boy Scouts to prepare young people by utilizing the values in the Scout Oath and the Scout Law. When we serve more families, we can better impact communities and change lives. Scouting makes a difference in society, and we need it more now than ever. My personal goals for the Northeast Illinois Council are, I have five bullets.